Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Naresh Mago with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserts Lok Sabha seats will not be reduced for southern states that have effectively controlled population growth, says overall increase in seats will benefit all states. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi to launch election campaign in West Bengal from Cooch Behar today. Government clarifies that India is importing crude oil from 40 countries including Iran, calls reports about payment hurdles for Iranian crude as factually incorrect. US President Donald Trump announces rescue of second F-15 crew member missing after Iran shot down US fighter jet. Easter being celebrated across the globe today, President, Vice President and Prime Minister extend greetings to the people. And in IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad to face Lucknow Super Giants and Royal Challengers Bengaluru to be up against Chennai Super Kings today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the government will ensure that no state, whether it is Kerala, Tamil Nadu, Karnataka, Andhra Pradesh, Goa or Telangana, faces a reduction in Lok Sabha seats. Addressing an election rally at Tiruvalla in Kerala yesterday, the Prime Minister said misinformation is being spread that southern states may lose seats due to better population control. He assured that the government will provide a legal guarantee to protect their representation. Mr. Modi also urged all political parties to support 33% reservation for women in the Lok Sabha and state legislative assemblies.
हमने कांग्रेस के लोगों को मीटिंग के लिए बुलाया। हम आशा करते हैं कि वो हमारी बात मान करके आएंगे। हमने इंडिया अलायंस के मित्रों से बात की है। आप भी लोगों को बताइए, कांग्रेस के लोगों को बताइए, एलडीएफ के लोगों को बताएं कि महिलाओं के अधिकार का एक कानून निर्विरोध पास होना चाहिए।
The Prime Minister said that the budget session of Parliament has been extended for 3 days to meet on 16th, 17th and 18th of this month to take forward the implementation of the Women's Reservation Law passed in 2023. He said the provision will be implemented from 2029. Campaigning for the assembly election in West Bengal is getting momentum as the dates for the polls are nearing. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will launch his election campaign in West Bengal from Cooch Behar today. More from our correspondent.
The general election to the Assembly of West Bengal will be held on 23rd and 29th April. The nominations for the first phase will be closed on 6th April and the second phase will be closed on 9th April. Campaigning for the political parties getting momentum. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a political rally at the Rashmela Maidan in Cooch Behar district today in support of party candidates from 8 seats from Cooch Behar and 5 seats from Alipurduar district. On the other hand, Trinamool Congress chief and State Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee is addressing rallies in different parts of West Bengal in support of party candidates. Congress and left and other political parties have started campaigns in all the corners of West Bengal, holding small public meetings. Kalyan Laha, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
In Assam, election campaigning is intensified across the state. Political parties are making concerted efforts to reach out to voters and consolidate support. Rahul Gandhi, senior leader of Indian National Congress, addressed a campaign rally at Biswanath today. He alleged that the BJP government has failed to fulfill several key promises made during the previous election, including granting scheduled tribe status to 6 communities in the state.
Congress party has taken 5 decisions in Assam for your benefit. The first thing is unconditional monthly cash transfer in every woman's bank account and rupees 50,000 to any woman who wants to start a small business.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to visit Assam tomorrow and will address election rallies at Bhavanipur, Sorbhog, Hojai and Dibrugarh. In poll-bound Tamil Nadu, electioneering is gearing up despite the sweltering summer heat. DMK chief M.K. Stalin is in Virudhunagar for alliance partners. AIADMK candidates are on a door-to-door campaign and also meeting personally with the voters. Former Chief Minister E. Palanisamy is visiting Neyveli and Puducherry and is garnering votes during the roadshow. The election officials will be distributing voter slips from the 10th of this month. This time, instead of voter slip with photos, it will simply contain other details. More from our correspondent.
Election officials are also on routine patrolling. One of the flying squad seized 9.5 crore worth jewellery at Sahil Kudi today. Road shows are becoming the order of the day and throwing of flowers and flags have become common. Tomorrow being the last day of nominations, over 3,400 nominations have been filed. Congress candidate has not been announced for Melur constituency in Madurai. Joy, Akashwani from Chennai.
Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri has said that India is importing crude oil from more than 40 countries, including Iran, and there are no payment issues in procuring Iranian crude. In a social media post, Mr. Puri dismissed reports in social media claims suggesting that an Iranian crude cargo was diverted to China from Vadinar in India due to payment problems. He termed such reports as factually incorrect. The minister said, amid supply disruptions in West Asia, Indian refiners have successfully secured their crude oil requirements from multiple sources, including Iran. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today emphasized the importance of peace of mind and self-introspection, stating that meditation is a key instrument for holistic well-being. Addressing the Global Conference of Meditation Leaders in New Delhi, the Vice President said that meditation helps in reducing stress, improves focus and enhances emotional resilience while promoting a calm and composed approach to life. Mr. Radhakrishnan said that meditation plays a vital role in enhancing observing capacity and helps build patience and inner peace.
Meditation is what, to me, it gives you lot of observing capacity. It keeps you always fresh mind to listen to others, to take all the positive things from others. It is the way that every individual can develop their own soul. And this will give you a lot of peace, whatever we are aiming.
In our series on constituency profiles for the forthcoming Legislative Assembly elections, today we take a look at the Ambalapura Assembly constituency in Alappuzha district of Kerala.
Kayar-related activities and fishing are the important fields related to the people of Ambalapuzha Assembly constituency in Alappuzha district of Kerala. Four candidates are in play at Ambalapuzha this time. Sitting MLA and CPM leader H. Salam is the LDF candidate. Arun Aniruddhan of BJP is the NDA candidate. At the same time, independent candidate and former minister in the LDF ministry, G. Sudhakaran, is contesting as the UDF nominee. Johnson Matthew is contesting as SUCA communist candidate at Ambalapuzha. In the 2021 elections, H. Salam of CPM defeated M. Liju of Congress by a margin of more than 11,000 votes. In the 2016 elections, G. Sudhakaran won here as CPM candidate with a margin of more than 22,000 votes. Smithy M. Palluruthi, Akashwani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced the rescue of the second F-15 crew member who had gone missing after Iran shot down a U.S. fighter jet. In a social media post early today, President Trump said the aviator is injured but is expected to recover. He added that the service member had taken shelter in mountainous areas of Iran and was located after continuous monitoring. On Friday, Iran downed a U.S. F-15E Strike Eagle aircraft with two crew members on board. More from a West Asia correspondent.
The F-15 Strike Eagle aircraft went down on Friday with both crew members ejecting. While the pilot was rescued immediately, the weapon systems officer remained on the ground evading capture in rugged terrain. President Donald Trump confirmed his rescue earlier today. United States officials said that the operation involved multiple aircrafts, rescue helicopters, an HC-130 Tiger conducting low-level refueling, an A-10 Thunderbolt aircraft providing close air support and special forces personnel on the ground. Rescue teams reportedly encountered small arms fire during the mission and some helicopter crew members sustained minor injuries. All personnel involved in the operation returned safely with no American fatalities reported. U.S. officials said both airmen were injured but are receiving medical care and are recovering. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashwani News from Dubai.
Meanwhile, Iran has claimed that the United States faced a setback during a rescue operation in southern Isfahan. According to Iranian media, spokesperson of Khatam al-Anbiya Central Headquarters, Ibrahim Zulfaghari, said that Iranian forces carried out operations against U.S. aircraft involved in the mission. He claimed that one aircraft linked to the operation was shot down, describing it as a failure of the U.S. military. Industry bodies have welcomed the government's decision to grant customs duty exemption on a wide range of critical petrochemical products, strengthening India's healthcare manufacturing ecosystem. Talking to the media, Chairman Export Promotion Council for Medical Devices, EPCMD India, R.S. Kanwar, said the exempting customs duty on critical petrochemical products will ease inflationary pressure and stabilize supply chains.
This targeted intervention directly mitigates inflationary pressure and supply chain disruptions caused by the ongoing conflict in West Asia. This decisive action ensures supply stability and essential plastic and chemical used in disposables, drug delivery systems and implants. The relief will bolster the pharmaceutical and packaging sector.
Additional Secretary, Legislative Department, Ministry of Law and Justice, K.V. Kumar, has said that the Jan Vishwas Amendment Provisions Bill 2026 marks a significant step towards enhancing ease of doing business and ease of living in the country. Talking to Akashwani News, Dr. Kumar said the bill covers 784 provisions across 79 central acts administered by 23 ministries.
717 provisions have been decriminalized to promote ease of doing business, while 67 provisions have been amended to facilitate ease of living. Overall, the bill seeks to rationalize more than 1,000 offenses by removing minor offenses, thereby improving the regulatory environment and enabling a more conducive ecosystem for businessmen and citizens alike.
Delhi Police Crime Branch has busted a racket of illegally diverting government medicines in the national capital. According to the police, five accused, including a hospital insider, have been arrested in this case. The police have recovered medicines worth around 70 lakh rupees from the accused. The seized medicines included critical medicines like meropenem, ceftriaxone and rabies antiserum. According to the Delhi police, these medicines were meant for the free treatment of patients but were diverted and sold illegally. North India is witnessing widespread wet weather with fresh snowfall reported in the higher reaches of Himachal Pradesh and Jammu and Kashmir. Rain and hailstorms have affected parts of Delhi, Punjab, Haryana and Rajasthan, raising concerns among wheat farmers over possible crop losses. In Jammu and Kashmir, snowfall has led to the closure of several key inter-district roads. The IMD has said the conditions are due to an active western disturbance, with Rajasthan likely to see peak impact in the coming days. Easter is being celebrated across the globe today, marking the resurrection of Jesus Christ after his crucifixion at Calvary on Good Friday. The festival signifies hope, renewal and the culmination of Holy Week, a period of prayer, penitence and reflection on the final phase of his life. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended their heartfelt greetings to the nation on the occasion. Finally, in sports, in IPL cricket, two matches will be played today as part of Sunday's doubleheader. Sunrisers Hyderabad will face Lucknow Super Giants at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad at 3:30 p.m., while Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on Chennai Super Kings in the second match of the day at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru at 7:30 p.m. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserts Lok Sabha seats will not be reduced for southern states that have effectively controlled population growth, says overall increase in seats will benefit all states. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi to launch election campaign in West Bengal from Cooch Behar today. Government clarifies that India is importing crude oil from 40 countries including Iran, calls reports about payment hurdles for Iranian crude as factually incorrect. Easter being celebrated across the globe today, President, Vice President and Prime Minister extend greetings to the people. And in IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad to face Lucknow Super Giants and Royal Challengers Bengaluru to be up against Chennai Super Kings today. And with that, we end the midday news.